Labour Party bill to provide time off work for women who suffer pregnancy loss will be debated in the Senedd today. If enacted, it will provide an entitlement to reproductive leave of up to 20 days for women who suffer an early miscarriage and up to 10 days leave for any employee to take time off work for reproductive health reasons. Joan O'Sullivan has this report.
We never thought there would be any issues. I mean, we saw the pages in the books that said that miscarriage was a possibility, but we just skipped past them. We didn't think that we would be one of those people that would miscarry.
Jennifer Edigon lives in Carrigaline in County Cork.
So we went for our dating scan at 13 weeks, full of the joys of life, thinking nothing was wrong. There was no signs of anything being wrong. And as soon as the lady started scanning, we noticed a change in her face, and she turned the screen around to us, and I'll never forget the silence of the screen. And she just said, I'm really sorry, there's no heartbeat.
It was a difficult time for both Jennifer and her husband, and she says it was compounded by her return to work.
I hadn't told my employer I was pregnant, and I felt under immense pressure to get back to work. I suppose it was very traumatic from a physical standpoint as well. And I suppose when I went back to work, I was working with customers. And I remember going in, and at this stage, my employers knew what had happened. And I had asked them, could I not deal with customers for the first few days back because I didn't feel emotionally ready? And I was told, no, you have to. And I found that very difficult because I'd have people coming up with small babies, and I'd have to remove myself and break down in the bathroom and come back and kind of compose myself again.
It was to be the first of six miscarriages for Jennifer, who's now secretary of the Miscarriage Association of Ireland. She supports calls for women who experience miscarriage to be entitled to statutory paid leave, as does Mairead Morales, a teacher from County Kerry.
We've had two babies who died by miscarriage. The people I work with and the management were absolutely brilliant. Like, they did everything they could possibly do. When I needed time off, that was what was the hardest bit. It was filling out sick leave forms, and that sick leave would be treated differently to if I had been pregnant and needed to go on sick leave. Because our babies had died, it wasn't considered related to pregnancy anymore. But that's exactly what miscarriage is. It's the loss of a pregnancy. That was very hard. I found filling out the sick leave form the first time really, really difficult. I don't know, this little baby was our little baby, and this little baby was as real as our other babies that are running around. And the state wouldn't acknowledge that at all. Like,
the Irish National Teachers Organisation say treating leave related to miscarriage separately to pregnancy-related sick leave has caused massive upset among its members. Deputy General Secretary Deirdre O'Connor.
There's a very strict definition applied to miscarriage within the public service sick leave scheme. Once a person is no longer pregnant, it's no longer pregnancy related. And I just think that's such a cruel definition, and people find that so difficult to accept. They can't even attribute it to pregnancy related sick leave, which has a particular protection within the public service sick leave scheme.
There's a broad welcome for moves to legislate for leave for either reproductive health reasons or in the case of miscarriage. But there's also an acknowledgement that it must be balanced against the rights and needs of others who suffer loss. HR consultant Caroline McHenry.
We've no statutory compassionate leave in Ireland at the minute. So, you know, this type of approach in relation to leave associated with miscarriage and stillbirth is very welcome. But I definitely think that whole area of grief in general is an area that warrants being looked at as well.
In a statement, the Department of Enterprise, Trade and Employment said work is underway across government to address these issues. It says family leave entitlements are under review and research is being commissioned on pregnancy loss in the workplace. There is to be a review of the law relating to the registration of stillbirths and a new law to give all employees a right to up to 10 days paid sick leave every year. It said legislative proposals will begin before the end of this year.
And that report was from Joan O'Sullivan. It's